Hi guys, welcome to Coffee Talk with Rob and Greg, episode number 10. 10 episodes already, can you believe it?
Flies by.
It does, how time flies. So yeah, basically what we wanted to do today is just kind of do like a sort of general updatey one, talking about the things that we've been up to and what we're working on at the minute and the kind of future plans for this podcast. So Greg, what have you been up to?
Good point.
Since we last spoke?
Well, first of all, thanks for everybody for listening. We really, really appreciate it. And you can subscribe through Podomatic and iTunes.
Yeah.
And leave great reviews if you feel like you want to. We really appreciate those as well. So thanks very much, first of all. And the next thing is, yeah, I've been creating a self-study course, which is becoming all the rage nowadays, you know?
Mm.
And I'm using Thinkific, which is a very popular tool.
There's a course I'm doing at the minute that's on Thinkific.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a course about selling.
And the thing is, with Thinkific, they've got all the training.
Alison Edgar, the entrepreneur's godmother. Just give her a little shout out there. So if you want to learn how to sell, go do her course.
Alison Edgar, the entrepreneur's godmother.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's swell. Oh,
but
my
God. But she literally is. She's like a godmother to people.
Is she? Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know. So basically, we're using Thinkific. Now, if you don't know about this, guys, it's an easy tool to use. Cut and paste, all that sort of stuff. Even a tech retard like me can use Thinkific. So basically, it's easy to create a course. I just chucked a load of videos and audios in there, ebooks, PowerPoint trainings, and I'm rolling out a course to give away with my high-end premium package. But I'm also selling the course as a single thing. Okay, and I'm going to get affiliates to promote it for me as well. So that's what I've been doing, and this is why we haven't really been in touch with you guys recently, because we've both been doing our separate things, haven't we?
Yeah, we've both been hustling hard.
Hustling.
I mean, for me, over the weekend just happened, I was in Birmingham for 3 days at the Body Power Expo. So
nice.
I'm an ambassador for Body Power, basically, which means it's effectively a sales role. So you have a code that people use, and if they use your code, they get a free Body Power branded water bottle, one of those over there, basically. And I get a share of the sale. So depending on what level of ticket they get, so obviously if they buy a VIP ticket, I get more commission. If they buy just a general attendance ticket, then I get a much smaller
percentage. So you're an affiliate for...
Yeah, effectively that's almost what it is. It's like being an affiliate. Rather than a link, they have a code that they use. And I was lucky enough that through being an ambassador, I was asked if I'd like to help out with the show and manage the athlete signing. So
this
is my first year attending all 3 days of Body Power.
Great.
And basically what I was doing was I was looking after the athletes. So the two that I was mostly working with, I was mostly with Flex Lewis on the Friday pretty much all day. Callum Von Moger on Friday as well. So I was with those two. And then across the rest of the weekend, basically Callum Von Moger and on Sunday, Kai Green, who are both very well known in the fitness industry, particularly among bodybuilding communities. And a guy called Mike Rashid as well, who's he's quite a successful entrepreneur himself. He's got his own gym, does a lot of online stuff as well. But yeah, I was looking after these athletes, making sure they're okay and helping with managing the queues. So
cool.
I'd check in with them if they said they needed to be off somewhere. Yeah. Then I'd have to stand at the back of the queue and stop people from joining.
There's one guy, Aussie guy, I don't know. He looked pretty massive.
That was Callum Von Moger.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a phenomenal... Well, he's huge, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he just looks like
he's
a
got
bloody...
great banter as well. He's a proper funny guy to be around and work.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's his gig? He's a bodybuilder, but he's got an entrepreneurial...
Basically, he's a bodybuilder... he's got his own like supplement line. He sells his own t-shirts and other kind of things. I was actually at one point I was selling his t-shirts for him. He must have made a fortune because he was charging like £25 a shirt, and they sold out within an hour.
And what were they? Good quality, do you think?
Yeah, they're very good quality. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. So there's a tip in there, guys, already that if you've got an entrepreneurial streak, okay, then you might want to consider getting into something specific and niche, and also having a few products,
right? And I think
if
you've got an existing following already, if you've got quite a large online following, perhaps selling merchandise. So this would be my number one advice for people, particularly if they're a YouTuber and they have a large YouTube following, they're looking to monetize it. So, I mean, you do have YouTube AdSense, which you can make money from, but that's not a sustainable income because at any point, your ad account could be taken down.
That's right.
Or YouTube could suddenly start, what's happened recently is made a number of changes. There's less people advertising on YouTube because there was quite a few big names who pulled out of YouTube because they were supporting ads on ISIS videos, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
So a number of big companies pulled out.
Yeah.
So YouTubers, as a result, saw their ad revenue drop.
Yeah.
And also they're kind of trying to go more family friendly with their advertising. So people who are controversial are starting to see their ad revenue drop. So
the
smart
good,
YouTubers haven't been affected because they've used their platform to build a business effectively.
Yeah.
So a very good example of this is a guy in the fitness industry called Christian Guzman. And he started out basically he wanted to be an online personal trainer.
Yeah.
So he basically started to make YouTube videos offering out fitness tips and advice, and then he started offering online coaching to people.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's grown it to this massive stage where he's got his own fitness apparel brand, and he also has a gym, and he's doing all these amazing things and making a lot of money. I'm just going to pause that there.
Simple solution.
Right, there we go, we're back. Okay. Yeah, sorry, we had a bit of a technical hitch there. My laptop ran out of battery, so I had to go plug it in, and then it started trying to record over the top of the podcast. But yeah, so
techie
we're back
stuff,
anyway.
Eh?
Yeah, so I was talking about this Christian Guzman guy who has built this apparel brand called Alphalete and is now making a huge amount of money from this apparel brand. And in fact, he wasn't at Body Power this year, but the year before he was, people queued for hours just to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing here this year. There's lots of people where people would just literally queue for hours just to meet
just
them
to meet
and
someone.
Have a photo and get signed.
And that's actually a great position to be in, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you got that kind of following.
So yeah, like what the point I was making anyway is if you build some kind of following, make some kind of business out of it, but don't rely purely, like if you're on YouTube, just on the money from YouTube ads. So try and use that platform to build some kind of business, like selling merch, or if you're fitness, maybe starting to offer coaching, but only if you're qualified.
Yeah.
So I see a number of YouTubers who offer online coaching and they're not qualified.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Only do online coaching if you have the correct qualifications and experience.
So it's good at this point to talk about the fact that Robert and I are both qualified at what we do. A lot of people call themselves transformational coaches, whatever. That's fine. But at the end of the day, have they got the know-how, the knowledge and the experience to teach what they're supposed to be teaching? In other words, are they worth the money, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're touching on entrepreneurialism here. We're touching on coaching.
Obviously, if you're an experienced bodybuilder and you've been competing
of
yourself...
Course.
Then yes, you do have that know-how, but I still feel that people need the qualifications to make it to be actually selling stuff to people, you know.
Exactly.
Obviously you can give advice and say this works, this is what's worked for me, please give it a try, but I disagree with the fact that there's coaches out there that don't have qualifications that are there making money out of it.
It kind of is slightly peeving when you know that you've been working as a coach for 10 years and then people come along on Instagram and say, you know, I'm a celebrity coach.
Yeah.
And they got absolutely no clue what coaching is. And they just rinse people for money.
You
want
to find a coach who is qualified and has the experience because they're going to give you the correct advice.
And get you results.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people want.
Yeah.
People don't buy coaching, they buy results.
Yeah. So we've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent there.
We've gone off there, but we covered kind of
a few things, anyway, about how I'd gone to Body Power and I've been working there. Kind of other things I'm working on now. So the next project I'm looking to start... obviously, as you'll know, I have this book, but currently it's only available for Kindle. However, I was reading recently that paperback books are actually starting to outsell ebooks now.
Yep.
So people basically aren't really buying ebooks anymore, they're buying paperback books. And the reason for that is because the pricing of paperback books is more affordable now, I think.
It's more affordable, yeah.
You know.
And people like, you know, people are getting to
there's
such
still
a
something about having a book.
Yeah, and like with vinyl, people are buying vinyl now because we're fed up with
the virtual
shit.
So what I'm really wanting to do is convert my ebook into an actual paid book.
Yeah.
An actual physical book, you know, that people can hold in their hands.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be doing that using a site called CreateSpace.
Which is part of Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah, but the one thing I have to do is I've got to convert all the pictures in my current book into black and white. Because if you do colour books, it's fucking expensive.
Yes.
And... you make less of a profit on the books because it costs more
to
print.
Comes into the margin.
So I am looking to do that, so you'll be hearing from me soon that
and also,
I have an actual book.
Talking of books, I've just finished the book called Balance, my 24th book, Robert. And that's the first book I'm going to get made into.
I didn't know you had a book called Balance. I've never heard about this book before.
I don't know if anybody else does either, but yeah, it's probably my best book. Because, you get better at writing as well, and it's more relevant. And I think it's a book that everybody needs these days, without me promoting it. It's about everybody's situation in life. We all need a change. We all need some stress relief, you know? So I'm going to get that one produced into a physical book as well. And I'm going to start rolling that one out. But the point being is, we talk about mindset and fitness here a lot. And the thing being is, mindset is a massive part of entrepreneurialism. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, and you don't believe in the fact that you can get where you want to be, then obviously you're going to struggle. But if you believe in it and you take action, even if you get failures or challenges, you will learn from those, and you'll grow from those, and you'll improve from those.
Yeah.
So one of the key points we want to make in this is that Robert went to the body power thing. He cracked on. I cracked on with my course. You've got to crack on in life and take action. Yeah.
For me, the body power thing, it wasn't necessarily about getting business.
Of course.
It was just more as a good opportunity.
Good experience, right?
And it did allow me to get, perhaps, meet some of the athletes that I wouldn't necessarily have had the opportunity to meet before without queuing for ages.
Yeah. It's good to have your focus.
And it's good to network with other people within the industry.
Of course.
So
it's a great thing to do. And you went to a body expo. You went to a business expo.
I did, yeah. This week I was at a business expo at Ashton Gate. And I've got a couple of stories about that, actually. A couple of interesting things. I caught up with a lot of people who are from 4Networking, which is the networking group I'm part of.
Yeah.
And also the Health Heroes. So I bumped into Owen. I saw Darren.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
A number of the people from the Health Heroes community, which was good.
Yeah.
But I went to two keynotes. So the first one I went to was basically, it was like a kind of two-way conversation. So Alison Edgar, lovely Alison Edgar, was interviewing Jordan Dakin, the founder of Grip It Fixings.
Yes.
Who, if you watch Dragon's Den, you would have seen him on Dragon's Den. I think he was only 18 when he went on Dragon's Den.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fair play.
And he managed to get investment from Deborah Meaden. And it's an interesting story, actually. He was telling us about the process that you go through to actually get on there. And it's quite a rigorous process. You have to go through a lot of hurdles to actually get onto the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that what happened was they left their plasterboard set out overnight, and if plasterboard gets wet, it doesn't hold. The fixing won't hold.
You say it just goes to mush.
Yeah. So basically, what happened on the show was Peter Jones, the giant, he leant on a radiator that was held together by the Grip It fixing, and it fell off.
Oh my God.
Immediately, him and a number of the other investors were out. But Deborah Meaden saw something in this guy, because she'd seen how much money he'd already made, and the fact he already had his product in major retailers.
Major retailers, yeah.
And she invested in him, and now he's grown it to, I think it's a £10 million company.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
Grown it's a very large company. And it was interesting, he started his first business when he was about 13. And
he's obviously started off
basically what it was there was a game at the time that I used to play as well when I was probably about 12-13 called RuneScape, and in there was like a digital currency, and he found he was spending a lot of money on it, so he found a website where he could bulk buy the currency and sell it for a cheaper price.
So he already had that,
so yeah, he had this company which he was selling digital currency on.
Great.
But yeah, no, it was great to chat to him, and I asked him after. I asked the question, "What would your advice, your number one piece of advice, be to a young entrepreneur who's quite early on in their business?" And his advice was that because I'm in such a saturated market, I need to niche right down. I need to find my personal branding that makes me stand out from the rest. Which, I obviously already kind of have got that in the respect that I work purely with business owners and professionals, and I help them to basically effectively take back control of their health and fitness, is my slogan,
and their lives, isn't it?
They're
kind of stuck in ruts, and
so that was good. I had that nice chat with him. We had a photo as well, which I put on Facebook.
So how old is he now then? He must be still quite young.
He's in his late 20s, I think. So he's older than me, but I still drew inspiration because he was started his business quite young, and he's still quite young.
Yeah, well done to him.
And then the second keynote I went to was by a guy called Mark Wright, who was a winner of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his was really interesting. However, he kind of got off on the wrong foot with me to start off with, because his first business after he left, finished studying, was a personal trainer. And he said that one of his clients, who was a very wealthy person, he asked him, so what do you need to do to make lots of money and be really successful? And this guy turned around to him and said, not be a personal trainer. And initially I was like, oh, for God's sake. And afterwards, I actually went up to him. I was like, hi, I really enjoyed your talk. I wanted to ask a question, but I didn't get the opportunity. How do you come up with ideas for content on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said to me, was just look at what's trending.
Yeah.
So look in the news, see what's trending in the news, you know, and just talk about things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I pulled him aside. I was like, look, I'm actually a personal trainer myself, and I just wanted to say to you that you're wrong. You can make money as a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I used the example of the body coach who makes £1 million a month.
Yeah.
To which he turned around and goes, because he's Australian, I'll do my Australian accent. No offence if any Australians listening, he's like, mate, I make more money than him. I make more money than that on a monthly basis.
Fair dues, eh? Fair dues.
Yeah, fair play to him. But yeah, I just wanted to make the point to him that, you know, he's actually wrong. You can be quite well off as a personal trainer. I know multiple trainers who do make six figures.
Yeah.
And according to all these gurus who I see, they're like, secrets to six figures.
This is the thing. There's a lot of bullshit out there.
Yeah.
All right? And a lot of people with hype and this, that and the other who haven't even done what they say they're doing. But the point being is, hopefully you guys have learned some amazing tips here, because actually being an entrepreneur is not that difficult. If you got something that you can niche down on and you can be the best at it, and you can learn as you go by taking the action, and you can start to move and learn from these talks, learn from people that you admire, and learn from people that you respect who are making this big money.
Yeah,
well, what are they doing? You can
model
them.
This is why I went along to the expo, purely because I've seen that Jordan Dakin was doing this talk, and then I'd seen that Mark Wright, and I wanted to learn from them, like how they'd grown their business.
Yeah.
And Mark Wright's thing was he learned as much as he could about SEO and digital marketing.
Right.
And he used the example of there was this company in Australia where they were doing like online personal training courses. And the guy was only turning over about £2,000 a month. Well, $2 actually, because this was Australia. And the idea of this business was that because Australia was so big, it wasn't like here where you could quite easily travel to another city and do a course. So the idea of this was that anyone could study and become a personal trainer without having to travel to do a course.
Yeah.
So basically what he did was he learned about SEO, started working for this guy, and got this thing to the top page for personal trainer courses in wherever it was based.
Yeah.
And he took the turnover from being like $2,000 a month to something like $250,000 or something like that. I can't remember the exact figure, but he increased it by a massive amount, the turnover.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And that was just through SEO. This is the thing, is SEO is about using the right words, the keywords. And that is about the right content, which is what sells to people, taps into their emotions.
Yeah.
So that's why copywriters, some of them are paid millions.
Oh, God,
yeah. Because they can, a big corporation can say, we'll hire you for $1 million. We want sales pages. So what this all boils down to, really, guys, is the fact that Robert's talking about fitness training. As a fitness trainer, you can be an entrepreneur as well, if that's kind of the road you want to go down. You can become a coach or whatever, but it's best to get that experience.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I brand myself as now. I say I'm a personal trainer first, an entrepreneur second, because personal training is my main business, but I'm always looking at other things I can do as well.
You're a nice ideas guy like me.
So, I mean, that was the whole reason for the book. You know, selling a book is that's another stream of income for me. Mm-hmm. And the main reason I do this, I send this to people, is I do like to help people. That I don't want people to think I'm just about money. I do this because I want to help people and make a difference in people's lives.
And that's what is the
key
thing,
isn't it? Still want to, obviously, get paid for helping people, you know?
Of course.
But what someone was saying to me is that the more people you help, then the money will start to come your way, you know?
And it's got to be the right people.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's got to be targeted people who you can start to cherry pick and work with, so you don't hate working with them. Because if you hate your business, who you're working with, you may as well be in a job. It's good to work with people you love to work with.
Yes.
And that's how targeting and SEO and content comes in. Copywriting.
For me, my target keyword is so saturated. It's incredibly competitive. Like,
yes,
I recently looked at how much it cost if I wanted to run an ad to get me on page one. And it was something like £3 to £4 per click.
That's ridiculous.
So can you imagine the amount of money you'd have to spend on that to get good results?
That's very high.
And weight loss was even more expensive. Like, weight loss sure. Bristol was ridiculous amount.
The whole world is yeah. getting overweight, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, for me, SEO would be the most cost-effective way, because otherwise I've got to spend a lot of money. But
yeah,
SEO,
hire a good copywriter
really
for sales pages yeah. or SEO. Is you can outsource SEO to people, or you can learn using the Google Keyword
Tool. You can outsource SEO, but I think it's...
sales pages.
It's depending what industry you're in, it can be quite pricey.
Yeah.
So, but guys, I know I was speaking to someone at networking recently, and he was saying that for what I pay at the minute for SEO is too little.
Yeah.
He would have to be charging me like at least hundreds of pounds to get me to rank on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you were about to say something then.
No, what I was going to say yeah. was, no, it's interesting yeah. stuff, Rob. Basically, if any of you guys want to know how to start out becoming a trainer or a coach, or you want any tips from us, you can send us a message, yeah?
Yeah.
Or just contact us through our media outlets, and we'll be happy to help you to get started in whatever your entrepreneurial area
yeah.
is.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
We're obviously constantly reading articles, constantly listening to podcasts, constantly listening and talking to entrepreneurs and being entrepreneurs. So, you know, we've got between us a pretty good
yeah.
array of abilities.
Another
and
thing that I recently picked up from this Mark Wright talk, he was saying that many people, as soon as they finish school, they never read a book again. However, the reason why the world's top CEOs and top businessmen are so successful is because they're reading all the time and they're constantly learning.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he tries to read a book a week, although he doesn't read a book, he listens to it as an audio book because he's not that great with reading.
I've always been taught to read 30 pages a day. So that's what
I
do.
It's something I know I need to do, but I keep putting off. It's yeah. like, well, I should just take a book with me, and if I've got a spare 5 minutes...
And I'll tell you a reason why most people don't. We'd rather avoid pain. And most people see reading as pain, a pain in the ass. So we avoid it,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what humans do. But let me say something. If you read 30 pages of a book in a relevant area that can help you, not just random crap, then it's going to really help to move you forward, because you're going to feel more capable. You're going to feel that you can actually take that action, because you have more confidence in yourself because you're studying that area. So read 30 pages a day is my suggestion.
Yeah. Right, well, I think we've given people some real gold dust, and we've
absolutely.
Kind of said what we've been up to and things. But one thing we did want to say before we bring the podcast to a close, because we're coming up to about 25 minutes now, we're looking to perhaps have some guests on in the future. So if you've got an interesting story or that you'd like to share with people, or if you've got something you'd like to promote, get in touch, let us know,
and you can come round
yeah.
to my apartment, and we can have you here for coffee.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not based in Bristol, we can still find a way that we can link up via Skype and record an interview over Skype.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can then share that interview. So thanks again, guys, for listening to us. We really appreciate it. We hope you get value out of it every time, and we'll see you in the next series. But before we go, you can find me, Greg the TC, GREGDETISI, by searching for me on Google. I'm all over the place. And Rob?
Just go to my website, rleet-fitness.com, and all of my social media is linked on the contact page of the website.
Awesome.
Great. See you in the next episode, guys.
Take care.